Savior.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, now he commands this even in sermon.
We'd
like to thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a wonderful opportunity to gather in his holy temple to proclaim his truth and his love.
We'd
like to once again extend to all of you our warmest welcome.
我们感谢主内的弟兄姊妹，大家都热心地来参加这个布道会。
We also would like to thank also our, the members of our congregation who took time this evening to come and take part in this evangelical meeting.
今晚上我的讲题是认识真神。
The message which I would like to share with you this evening is understanding the true God.
我们先看约翰福音17章。
Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 17, please.
约翰福音17章第3节。
John, chapter 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3 reads, And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
17章是主耶稣 婚礼的祷告，就是说他要归天以前的，一次很重要的祷告祈求。In
the 17th chapter of this book, it contains a prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ before his ascension.
那么他的祈求当中，最先呢，求两件事。In
the beginning of his prayer, he asked for two things.
第一就是说求神，让大家认识。
First, he prayed to the Heavenly Father that people can recognize that he is the only true God. And secondly, that people can recognize that he is the Lord Jesus Christ sent by the Heavenly Father. It is because of these two important things that blessings are to be brought to humanity.
要得到真福气，我们要认识独一的真神。In
order to indeed receive blessings from heaven, we ought to first of all recognize the one true God.
人生的这个世界，大家都感觉学问很重要。People
of this world often inclined to think that knowledge is the most important.
所以花了很久的时间，花了很多的钱在求神。
Therefore, people spend many years and a lot of money in search of knowledge.
幼稚园不算，小学就要花了6年。
If we do not count the kindergarten years, to count the elementary years, 6 years already.
中学6年。
6 additional years in high school.
大学4年。
And 4 additional years in college.
已经16年。
If you add these up, you have 16 years of education.
就是在念硕士或者博士,
if you continue to pursue advanced degrees, masters and the doctorate,
还要花了差不多6年的时间,
if you count another additional 6 years,
那人生啊,短短的人生花了22年的时间在追求学问,
it could mean that we may spend as many as 22 years out of our very short lifespan in search of knowledge.
到底这些所学习的学问带给他什么?
What does the knowledge which we manage to acquire bring to us?
说起来是得到一个行活的技能。
Well, in a nutshell, that we might have acquired a skill for life.
或者做工程师的，或者当医生。
You may become an engineer or a medical doctor.
或者当教授。
Or a professor.
但是这个时代啊，不读书不行。
We are living in a time where we cannot do without acquiring knowledge.
因此做父母亲的或者亲人本身，他们都很看重，爱在追求。
The parents, as well as their children, place great emphasis on education.
再来，出了这个社会啊，碰到实际的生活, 就感觉到钱财很重要。
And after our years of education, when we enter into the society and begin our career, then the first thing we realize is the importance of money.
所以大家要找一个收入更多的这个工作。
People then look for a job which really pays.
因为没有钱啦，你没有房子，也没有新车。
For without sufficient income, you are unable to buy a house or a car.
所以到这个工作期间啦，啊，可以说看钱财比生还要紧。
Therefore, during our employment, or professional development, we place greater emphasis on monetary income than other things.
诸侯就在看重说地位，你没有更高的地位，人太不会太看重你。
And after one has acquired knowledge and income, then he would place great emphasis on status.
虽然有身有钱，没有一个好的家庭也不行。
And then furthermore, if you have the knowledge and money, and then you begin to seek for a good family.
所以人生幸福啊，有头脑的人都认为一个好的家庭很重要。
For those who do think, certainly can realize the importance of a good family life.
但是对这个所谓宗教啊拜神的事情，大家以为这个无关紧要的。
But as far as religion is concerned, or our belief is concerned, people quite often ignore its significance and importance.
因此，好像我们开布道会啦，或者别的宗教的演讲也好，邀请人家去参加很难。
Consequently, it is quite difficult to invite people and friends to come to a spiritual experience like this one.
你就说要去带他来吗？他也是不会很同意的。
Even if you go out to invite them diligently to come to this kind of event, it's going to be quite exhausting.
因为好多人都以为宗教拜神的事情就和人生幸福没有关系。
This is because a lot of people think that religious belief really has really little relevance to our actual life.
但是实际上是不是这样的？
But is this really a true observation?
我们需要想一想，看一看。
We ought to ponder upon this question and to look around.
实际上人啊，追求宗教信仰比任何的事情都更热烈。
In fact, it is much more important for a person to pursue a religious belief than other aspects of life.
虽然看重这个学问钱财，但是很少人都为了追求学问而牺牲他的青春啊，不结婚。
Even though the acquisition of knowledge is very important, but you would find very few people who would actually remain single for the sake of that.
很少人说为了追求钱财啊，不结婚。
There are really very few people also who remain single and bachelor for the sake of pursuing financial income.
但是我们要知道，自古以来一直到现在。
But we must recognize the fact that from early antiquity to the modern times,
有多少人为了他的宗教信仰不结婚？
Countless people have remained bachelors and singles for the sake of fulfilling their religious beliefs.
好像现在佛教的这个和尚啦、尼姑啦、天主教的神父修女。
The monks and nuns in the monastery in Buddhism, and also those fathers in Catholic churches.
自古以来，多少人为了他的宗教信仰，甘愿殉道，就是牺牲生命。
And in addition to those who remain single and bachelor, a lot of people have died martyrs for their beliefs.
你就说中国大陆沦陷以后，尤其在那个四年的文化革命期间。
After the founding of the People's Republic, for instance, particularly during the 10-year Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution,
多少人为了宗教信仰甘愿牺牲生命？
Countless people died martyrs for the sake of preserving their faith and beliefs.
我在南京总会，我的同事有三位长老都被共产党抓去，都死在监牢。
Three of my older colleagues and co-workers in missionary work were put in captivity by the communists in Nanking.
所以这个宗教问题就拜神的问题，好像人人漠不关心，人你不需要，但是实际上最热烈的在追求。
It may appear to a lot of people that the pursuit of religious belief is one of indifference, but in actuality, a lot of people have died and sacrificed for the sake of their beliefs.
为什么呢?
Why did all these people do that?
追求宗教信仰的人的动机很复杂。
Of course, the motivation of belief of people can be very complicated.
但是主要的有两类。
But basically, we can perhaps say that there are two different kinds of motivation.
一个就要追求今生的福气。
One is to pursue blessings of this life.
所以今生的福气啊，在东方人的想法啊，不过现在稍微改变了啊，钱财多了，孩子多了，寿命长，这就是福气。
What does that mean, the blessings of this life? For people from Asia, it means to them that you have a lot of an abundance of income, wealthy, and you have a lot of children.
不过一直到现在，东西方人啊，都是认为钱财都是福气。
In fact, it is rather universal, both in the East and in the West, that wealth and longevity are manifestations of your good blessings.
至于一点啊，孩子多啊，现在有的人感到不太喜欢。
People increasingly become aware that to have more children is indeed not a blessing.
但是我们要知道，人心先后有孩子总是比没有孩子福气。
But of course, many of us know that to have children is indeed a blessing, after all.
没有孩子好像轻松一点，但是实际上心灵很寂寞的。
Some people may find that without children you have greater freedom, but then the emptiness you may experience could be quite agonizing.
但是这三种人人喜欢的东西呀，都不能自己做主。
But all these three things we talked about, the sources of true so-called happiness, can not really be controlled by ourselves.
虽然人人喜欢多赚一点钱，但是有的人到他死都没有办法买房子。
Everyone wants to make more and more money, but at the time of their death, they may not even be able to purchase a house for them.
人人都盼望能够多活几年，但是有的十多岁就死掉。
Everyone wants to live longer lives.And yet, many people die young.
我一个朋友的小姐啊，女孩子，她喜欢弹琴。
The daughter of a friend of mine likes to play piano very much.
她在马来西亚大学念二年级的时候死掉。
She passed away when she was only a sophomore in college in the university in Malaysia.
患了癌症，发现以后经不没有超过三个月就死掉。
She was suffering from cancer, and she died only 3 months after she was diagnosed.
那么对这些人喜欢的，因为人没有办法做主，因此碰到困难的时候，他就要去追求神明。
Now, because these things I mentioned, people consider to be sources of happiness, are really without our control, so people begin to think about the spiritual things.
要靠着人以外的神明的力量来帮助他，来达到他的意愿。
In the hope that a divine source is able to assist, to come to his or her aid, to fulfill their wishes.
好多人追求宗教动机在这。
This could be said as one of the motivations of religious pursuit for many people.
赌场啊，就是在东方来说，好像澳门呐。那赌场一直放着这个神明的位置啦，就是排着偶像。
In many of the casinos in Asia, let's say Macau, you could find idols of different divine powers are placed in the casinos.
那么去赌钱的人，他先去拜拜拜拜那些偶像啊，求求偶像帮帮他啦，借助赌钱能够赌赢。
Many gamblers would first.Go offer a prayer and supplication before he or she begins to gamble.
但是有些人追求宗教啊，和今生福气没有关系。
And yet there are others who pursue religious life, which may not have any relevance to their present life.
他们认为这个今生根本没有福气的。
Their view is that this life really does not bring any true happiness.
我们看。古圣徒的体验谈
We can perhaps share some experiences of some of the ancient saints.
请问传道书第一章
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1.
传道书第一章，这个是以色列国第三代王所罗门写的。
The third ruler or monarch of the kingdom of Israel, Solomon, wrote this book of Ecclesiastes.
这也可以说他的人生体验谈。
And this book summarizes his life experiences.
我们从这个传道书看着他追求宗教的一个心路的历程。
And from a reading of this book, we may be able to trace his spiritual development in terms of his life experiences.
在第二章的第三节记载。
In chapter 2, verse
3. 这里他要追求，要明白，世人在天下，一心当行何事为美。
Now he said very clearly here what people are pursuing in their lives.
这就是他的所以追求人生理想。
And people pursue the fulfillment of their life objectives.
一般的动物没有理性，所以他不晓得改进他们的生活。
Those bees and animals are without reason, therefore they are unable to improve their lives.
所以一般的动物的生活几千年前这个样子，现在是这个样子。
The way of life of many animals and beasts remain the same throughout the ages.
他们有的吃就好了。
As long as they are well fed, they are content and happy.
吃饱了可以说没有别的要求。
And after they are fed, they have no other desire.
但是我们人啊，神给我们有理性，有智慧。
But as human beings, we are given reason by God.
人总要求进步的。
We constantly seek better things.
要让他的生活能够比现在更好。
It is the common desire of people that our life should be improved.
这种心呢，可以说是一种欲望，你好解释，或者说一种理想。
This, of course, is the desire of humanity. It could also be interpreted as an ideal or goal of people.
所罗门他就要去明白，以后要去走人生的这个最有价值的是道路。
King Solomon realized what was the most valuable things to pursue in one's life.
所以他年轻的时候当王，神向他显现说你要求什么尽管求。
When he was young, he was the ruling monarch.And when God revealed to him and told him you could seek whatever you wish.
他对神求智慧，没有求别的。
And what did King Solomon ask and seek? He sought for wisdom and nothing else.
他年轻时候认为这个智慧最要紧，换句话说，就水有哪最要紧。
In other words, when he was young, he thought wisdom or knowledge was the most important thing for him.
但是他年龄一增加，想法又改变。
As his age increased,His concept also underwent changes.
以后他就认为财富更要紧。
He later realized that wealth was perhaps more important.
所以他拼命地追求钱财。
He pursued wealth with diligence.
他还请了天下最有钱的人。
He made himself the wealthiest man in the world.
请看列王记上第十章。
Let's turn to the First Kings chapter 10.
列王记上第十章
The first Kings chapter 10
23节
Chapter 10 verse 23
第十章23节
First Kings chapter 10 verse 23 Verse 23 reads Thus King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom
所罗门王请了当代天下最有钱的人
King Solomon made himself the wealthiest of all
也成为天下最有学问的人
and also the most knowledgeable of all
他的智慧胜过当时巴比伦埃及那些大学者
his wisdom and knowledge excelled in comparison with those great scholars in Egypt and in Babylon
他的财富没有一个人能够与他相比的
and in terms of the wealth he accumulated no comparison, no peers when compared with King Solomon.
我们根据这个圣经的资料他一天的收入我跟大概这样子计算起来差不多能够多到120公斤的黄金一天。
Now, as I calculated that his income on daily basis, about 120 kilograms of genuine pure gold.
我们现在一天要做到120公斤的那个 potato 啊，那个叫什么？
洋芋，
洋芋啊，也不简单了。
Well, in today's terms, in order to receive an income of 120 kilos of potatoes is not an easy job already.
因为他的黄金太多，他王宫里面的这个用具啊，都是精金做的。
Because of the abundance of gold in his possession, many of the vessels in his imperial court were actually made of genuine gold.
我们看十章的二十七节。
First Kings, chapter 10, verse 27.
二十七节说，王在耶路撒冷时，银子多如石头，银子啊，好像石头那么多。
And the king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone.
等于用这个银子铺路啊。
So, in other words, figuratively, he was able to pave the roads under his domain in silver.
在他的年代啊，他说银子算不得什么。
Silver was actually quite worthless at his time.
他虽然称为最有智慧的、最有钱财的，也是最有势力的，最伟大的王。
Though King Solomon was the wisest, the wealthiest, and the most powerful ruler ever,
但是这些不能满足他的心。
And yet all these material things failed to bring him contentment and satisfaction.
所以他非常的失望。
He was utterly frustrated and disappointed.
我们看回来传道书第一章。
Let us turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章的第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2. Verse 2 reads, Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
他在传道书开口就第一句话就说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And this was how he opened the first chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanities, nothing but vanities.
他所说的虚空是偏重在这个心灵上的虚空。
And of course, if we read, we'll find out that what he meant by vanities was the emptiness he felt in his heart.
我们人可以在追求满足。
We can certainly, in our pursuit of satisfaction.
为什么孩子生下来会哭？这个种种的原因啊，其中一个就是肚子饿。
Let me add, the hunger is one of the sources of our pain. You can tell from the birth of a little infant.
那这个小孩子欲望一点点，有的吃就满意了，所以他吃饱就不哭。
A little newborn baby had only very limited desire. All he or she wanted is simply a little bottle of milk.
但人长大，尤其书读多了，看更广阔，欲望就更大更深。
But our desires and cravings increase and become intensified as we grow older.
人的这个欲望啊，以前和现在人都差不多，追求的这个深度。
The basic desires and the instinct of people in the past and the present are pretty much the same we pursue after the same things.
Solomon, 他起初就说，人家说他有大智慧就满意了。
As I indicated earlier, King Solomon thought that he could be satisfied with additional wisdom.
但是第一章十八节记载，智慧著书并没有带给他满足，反倒给他忧愁。
But in chapter 1 verse 18, it is only obvious that even wisdom did not really bring him ultimate satisfaction.
后来他追求钱财，也成为天下第一富翁。
He continued to pursue the accumulation of wealth. He became the wealthiest in his time.
但是钱财也不能满足他的。
But even that failed to bring him real satisfaction.
后来他就是追求享受。
He then continued to pursue satisfaction and gratification of his desires.
在衣食住行各方面。
In his clothing, his dwelling, his transportation and food and other aspects of life.
要比别人啊更高贵。
In all these respects, he lived much more comfortably than the rest of the people.
主要是因为谈到所罗门所穿的衣服。
In the Bible, we find the kind of clothes King Solomon adored himself.
好高贵的。
They are made of fine materials and very impressive.
那一件衣服不晓得现在美金换算起来啊，几万块或几十万块。
We probably cannot even measure as to the value of his clothing.
关于吃的，他自己表示说，在吃的方面，谁能够与我相比？
And he himself also claimed that no one could compare to him in terms of the quality of food which he enjoyed.
关于住的方面呢，他的王宫建造十三年。
And in terms of his dwelling comfort, he spent 13 years in the building of his palatial complexes.
那个是天下最堂皇美丽高贵的这个王宫。
His imperial palace was perhaps the most magnificent in human history.
关于交通方面呢，所罗门的花轿有啊，那个是比现在任何啊高贵的汽车都贵。
If we talk about his transportation, he had perhaps the most expensive kind of palanquin or sedan chairs, perhaps even more so when compared with modern cars.
他不满足于一个太太，后来又娶了妃嫔1000个，他一共有1001个女人。
He wasn't happy with only one single wife, therefore he adopted 1,000 imperial concubines.
他心里要的拼命的去追求。
He pursued without sparing any effort to satisfy all the desires he had.
他呢有钱有势力，所以他说他眼睛看到心所想到的都有办法得来。
And he so planned himself that he could have anything, everything under the sky only if he wanted to have.
但是这些都不能给他满意，所以他说虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And yet, unfortunately, all these things failed to give him utter satisfaction. He therefore complained, vanity, nothing but vanity.
他对这个世界失望了。
He was very much disappointed by this world.
他体验到日光之下没有一件事情能满足他的心。
He realized the very cruel fact that nothing can really give him ultimate satisfaction.
后来他就去追求日光之上的福气。
Then he proceeded to pursue the blessings in store for him above the sunlight.
神给他明白了。
God,
人生是做客的，几十年就过去。
God enlightened him and brought him enlightenment in fact to realize.That we as human beings are no more than sojourners.
荣华富贵如草如花。
All the wealth and all the glories are nothing but flowers and grass.
草会枯干的，花会凋谢的。
Grass and flowers do wither.
荣华富贵呀，有的还在世界就消失了。
With all the glories.And all the vain things, they disappear all of a sudden without our being aware of it.
追求到他死，这些都要离开他。
And even they did last, they could not last any longer than the time of our death.
所以他就去追求永远的福气。
He later therefore pursued eternal happiness.
所以好多人就是已经看出，也是看透。这个世界根本没有福气。
King Solomon certainly was not alone. Many people like him realized the same truth that there is no ultimate happiness and blessing in the world.
最后就老了，老一来就多病，多病就等候死。
We all go through a process of aging, and we approach death from the time of our birth.
那时临到的时候，人还有什么盼望？还有什么喜乐
？And we will lose all our hopes when death comes upon us.
还有什么安慰？
What kind of comfort can we then again get from our
death? 好多人就是已经看透这个今生的事情。
A lot of people have clearly recognized the cruel truth of life.
他要去追求一个永恒不变的真福气。
They therefore are wise enough to pursue for that which is eternal.
这就是所谓宗教信仰的这个发芽了哈。
This is the sprouting of, or the beginning, or the origin of religious beliefs.
所以宗教都是追求来生的。
In fact, all religious beliefs and systems are meant for people to pursue afterlife.
难道 神、鬼、灵魂这些灵界的事情。
Because all religions talk about things pertaining to the spiritual realm.
不是单追求今生的事情。
Religions do not help us to pursue things of this life.
一个很出名的宗教改革家就是德国人啊，路德马丁。
Martin Luther is a known reformer of Germany.
他到底是念这个法律系的。
He was a student of law when he attended college.
他自己让他父母亲都盼望他将来能够成为一个很突出的、很有名的这个法学界的名人了。
He himself wished, together with his parents, that he would become a known quantity in the world of law.
按他的传记有一段这样记载：有一天，他和一个很要好的同学在走路的时候。
In his own autobiography, there's a little story episode that one day he was walking together with his classmate.
忽然这个天气变坏呀、啊，啊，那这个血魂密布啊，就打雷，打得很厉害。
And as they were walking together, all of a sudden, clouds began to gather and the thunderbolts started.
那两个人在走的时候啊，落雷呀、啊，把他的很要好的同学打死。
And because of the tremendous power of the thunderbolt, his friend was struck to die instantly.
他亲眼看到他的亲友死掉。
He witnessed the sudden death of his best friend.
这个事情就给他思想一些问题。
This little episode forced him to think very hard about the question of life and death.
到底人有没有灵魂啊？
Do we have souls?
就是有灵魂死掉又怎么样呢？
And if we do possess souls, what would happen to the souls when we die?
到底有没有神的存在呢？
Does God actually exist?
有没有天国和地狱的存在？
Do heaven and hell exist?
但是这些在学校都学不到的。
But all these things cannot be learned in school.
后来他就离开大学进入这个修道院。
Therefore, he left college.And entered into a monastery.
他的大改变就是想到死后的问题来。
Where he experienced the most dramatic transformation in his life, because now his thoughts were dwelling upon the question of life and death.
我们今天的人只看眼前，只想今生，不愿意去想死后。
Many people are rather myopic today, looking only at things at the present and close.
但是实际上你一直在追求今生，到底今生能够给你多少东西啊？
But if we do continue to pursue the happiness and satisfaction of this life, how much satisfaction can we actually get?
你一直追求财富，到底你能够用多少东西呢？
In our pursuit of wealth, how much?Actually, can we actually use if we do have the wealth?
不管你有多少的财产
Regardless of the extent of the wealth you accumulate,
你每天能够用到的一点点
All you can consume is perhaps only a very insignificant part of it.
你一天能够吃多少
How much can you consume in terms of food?
你能够穿多少
How many pieces of clothes do you wear?
像今天这个天气呀、啊，没有办法穿更多的了
Like the weather we have today, which is very hot, even if we have good clothing, we cannot put them on.
我们小孩子都脱光了今天。
And even our sisters have to take your rather heavy pieces of clothing off.
有的人台湾有房子，美国有房子，香港有房子，新加坡有房子。
Many people, they have houses everywhere in Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, United States.
到底你能够住多少？
Even though you own more than one houses,But how many houses can you stay at the same time?
你在美国、台湾的里面没有办法去住的。
When you are physically here in the United States, you cannot enjoy the house you have in Taiwan.
我最近去看一个两三年前500多万的大房子。
I recently visited a house which had a value of $5 million a couple of years ago.
好几间啊，好漂亮的房间。
With many rooms, it is indeed a mansion.
但是老板男孩子住那个小间。
But the owner of that mansion stays again, still in the little room he has.
那你住在美国、台湾的，你就没有办法用它了。
And furthermore, when you are physically here, you cannot enjoy the house you have in Taiwan.
你留多少财产给你的儿女？
No matter how much money you can live for your children.
你的袄你一样的，吃一点点，穿一套衣服，住一个 小房间。
Again, they can only consume so much in terms of their food, in terms of their clothing and their dwelling.
主教啊，所占领的就是六处三处。
And after a person is dead, all he can own is that little lot of burial ground, 3x6.
有的到美国来看一看，想一想。
Some people have come to the United States and they begin to think,
说美国的那个坟墓有的挺挤啊，那不到六处三处啊。
And they even argue that the burial ground here, or the lot here, are probably smaller than 3x6.
人生实际上是这样的啊。
In fact, this spells out the utter truth of life.
所以路多马丁看到他的好朋友死掉，会去想问题。
Martin Luther, therefore, after the what happened to his good friend, he went back and began to ponder hard on these questions.
会去想死后的问题。
Questions pertaining to life and death.
我们也应该这样子啊。
In fact, we ought to think about the same thing.
因为我们有一天会老，有一天会死的。
We will also one day become old and die.
实际上好多人他所以追求宗教啊，就是已经啊对这个世界啊有一个相当程度的看透。
A lot of people have turned into being religious is because that they really have recognized the bitter truth of life.
那么这样情况下去追求神呢？
Under such circumstances, they then begin to seek for the spiritual.
所以就很多的宗教成立。
We have a number of religious systems in this world.
虽然这样子，这个宗教可以归纳做两类。
Even though we have various kinds of religions, there are perhaps two broad categories.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, please.
罗马书第一章二十五节。
Romans, chapter
1.
Chapter 1,
25节。
Chapter 1, verse 25. Romans, Chapter 1, verse 25 reads, Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
保罗的头脑很清楚，很有组织的头脑，很有分析的头脑。
Paul was a man of a clear mind, logical and analytical.
他说我们人啊，虽然拜很多很多种的神明。
And he said even though people worship a great variety of deities,
但是归纳起来就是两类。
There are probably two broad categories of deities.
有的人，好多人是拜塑造主。
Many people worship the created.
所以塑造主说真神造的东西。
All the creations of God.
好像拜日头啦。
For instance, the sun.
拜月亮啦。
The moon.
以前日本人拜日头，罗马帝国也是拜日头。
In Japan, in the olden time, they also worshipped the goddess of the sun, and in Rome too.
他们以这个太阳做神。
They worshipped the sun as the goddess of sun.
有的拜月亮，拜星星。
Some others worshipped the moon and the stars.
没有开化的，他有的拜石头、拜树木、拜动物。
And in those more primitive areas, people are animistic. They worship stones or even trees.
中国人很普遍的拜已经死掉的人啦。
And in China, people worship their deceased ancestors.
但是这些呢，包括起来，都是神所造的。
But all these objects we talk about just now are created things and objects of God.
所以好多人啊，有拜神的心啊，但是他是拜比自己不伟大的存在。
There are many who have the strong urge to worship the greater power in heaven, and yet they ended up by worshiping things which are rather insignificant.
人所造的当中，人最伟大。
Out of all the creations of God, man is the greatest.
拜神是要靠神，所以要拜比人伟大一点的。
In order to worship God, we have to lodge our worship in things greater than men.
但是我们应该敬拜的是造物的主。
That which we really ought to worship is the Creator of the universe.
我们信耶稣啊，就是敬拜造物的主。
To believe in our Lord Jesus Christ is to worship the Creator.
圣经第一章第一节就创世纪一章一节说，起初真神创造天地。
In the very first chapter in the book of Genesis, it says very clearly that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This one true God we talk about created the universe and the first man and woman. And this creator God has a parent relationship with us. He gave us birth, he nourished and nurtured us, and he gave us life. And he also gives us all blessings. This is the true God.
So it is the true God. 你让大家能够认识你是独一的真神。
Therefore, Jesus Christ, in his prayer, he asked the Heavenly Father to help people to recognize that he is the true God.
我们有拜神的心是对的。
It is certainly very good that we have the desire to worship God.
但是我们要拜得对，拜得和我们有关系的神。
But we ought to worship correctly, and we should worship the God with whom we have a relationship.
肚子饿想要吃东西，但是你要选择有毒的，你不可以吃。
When a person is hungry, you desire for food, and yet you cannot take things which are poisonous.
我们真的拜神的心，这个是对的，但是我们需要一个选择。
It is certainly good that we have the desire and urge to worship a divine power, but we have to make a choice.
那么这位造物主就是掌管我们的心思和负担。
And this creator God we talked is the one who controls our life and the source of all blessings.
在《撒母耳记上》第六章。
In the first Samuel,
《撒母耳记上》第六章的第六节和第七节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verses 6 and 7.
这两节圣经在每个时代带领好多人来认识真神。
And these two verses have at different times brought people to come to recognize the true God.
就是说神给我们活着。The
Lord or God gives us life.
我们人的性命在他手中。
Our life is in the hand of God.
富贵、贫贱都是在他手中。
Either wealth and prosperity or poverty are all in the hands of God.
你说我们今天能够活着,
the fact that we are alive today is that we have received life from Him.
我们有好的环境,舒服的过日子,接受他的祝福。
We are able to find ourselves in a very comfortable setting and a material life. It is because of His blessing.
中国人说,生死后福,天注定。
According to the Chinese saying, that it is heaven-doomed kind of thing, whether we enjoy prosperity or we suffer calamity. This old proverb in China coincides with the teachings in the Bible.
所以,你要富嘛,要贵嘛,要神的祝福。
Wealth and prosperity and nobility all come from the blessings of God.
谋事在人,情事在天。
We can think and plan and scheme, nothing yet will be accomplished without God's willing. Those thinking people in China have realized that we are in no position to control our lives. They did realize that a higher being and higher divine power does exist.
他们就称它为天啊。
Therefore, Chinese call that high divine power heaven.
这个天好像汉文所写的一画一个大，第一大伟之天，是走到最伟大的神殿。
And if you analyze etymologically the character 天 or heaven, you'll find you have one on top of the character Da, which means greatness. But heaven, or the true God which we should in worship, is the creator God. This creator God is the one who created all of us and new things in the world, and who is giving the blessings to our posterity. If we come to know Him and to worship Him, peace and prosperity shall prevail.
请看约伯记第二十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Job, chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章的二十一节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21. Chapter 22 in the book of Job, verse 21. Agree with God and be at peace, thereby good will come to you.
所以说你要认识真神，平安的福气就临到你。
So if we know the one true God, then peace and blessings shall abide us.
我们在这个世界遇到不平安的时候，
When we find ourselves in times of adversity,
国家都平安了，找医生花很多钱，问这个问那个生病。
We may spend huge sums of money in order to cure a certain disease or to seek other spiritual intervention,
得不到平安。
And yet we cannot really receive peace therefrom.
我们来认识天上的父亲独一的真神。
We must come forward to come to know the Heavenly Father, the one true God.
我们在今生会知道肉体的平安，心灵的平安。
Only by doing so, we're able to receive peace in this world and blessings in afterlife.
我们还能够得到真福气，永远不变的天国的福气。
We can then truly receive the ultimate happiness and blessings which pertains only to heaven.
好多人听了道理以后啊，他就听。说这个有道理啊，但是他就怀疑，真的有这位神吗？
Many people after hearing this kind of sermon may feel that's right, it does have some kind of truth, but it is true that God does exist.
他要真知道有这位神，他就甘愿相信。
If they are able to be convinced that this one true God does exist, they would like to believe.
关于这个问题，在罗马书第一章十九节、二十节，保罗说。
In the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, Paul also said,
说神是看不到的。
That God is invisible.
但是借着他所造的万物，你就知道有他存在。
And yet you can be convinced that God does exist through his creation.
所以万物的存在证明有造物主的存在。
We can then attest to the fact that God does exist because of his creation.
就是对创世纪一章一节，你能够相信，你有福气。
If you can believe the very first verses in the book of Genesis, well, then you are truly blessed.
圣经这样说，凡是房子都有人造的。
The Bible also tells us, wherever there is a house, there is a builder of that house.
不管那是一百层的大楼，或者这个山上的小小的茅屋。
Regardless, whether it is a skyscraper or it is only a single thatch hut.
凡是房子都有人造的。
So long as there is a house, there is a builder.
那么造万物的就是真神。
And the one which created the universe and the myriad things contained therein is the true God.
这个奇妙又伟大的、广大的这个宇宙万物，证明有造物主的存在。
The great diversity and the immensity of the universe attests to the fact that God does exist.
在现在，只要你相信，你会看到、体验到。
As long as you are able to believe, at this moment, you will be able to see the greatness and to experience the greatness of God.
神的存在，你相信就会体验到。
And then if you believe, you will experience.
其实在现在有两种很普遍的、很宝贵的体验。
There are two very precious experiences I can share with you.
一个就是神迹。
One, is the miracles.
神迹就是神的能力的显现。
Miracles are things and happenings in which the power of God is fully manifested.
在马可十六章十七节记载。
In Mark,
十六章十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 17.
其实主耶稣升天的时候对门徒应许的。
In this chapter, we find the promise made by our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples.
十七节说信的人必有神迹随着他。
In verse 17, it says that.Miracles shall follow all those who believe in him.
所以神迹就是神的能力显现的记号。
Miracles are things in which we can find the manifestation of the great power of God.
神迹是人的力量没有办法做的。
Miracles are those happenings which are beyond the power of man.
也是用人的理论没有办法去证实的。这理论的。
Cannot be proved and tested by our reasoning.
台北教会一位陈医师
There's a doctor in Taipei Church, whose last name is Chen.
他那太太好热心啊，在大寡教堂啊，就是第一代教第一间教会的时候就相见。
His wife was a very dedicated believer, one of the members of our first generation of our church in Taiwan.
陈先生人是蛮不错的，还好，挺好。
And Dr. Chen indeed is a very kind person.
他也不反对他太太到教会。
He never objected that his wife would come to the church.
但是请他到教会，他总是说没有时间啊。
But whenever people invited him to come to the church services, he would always find excuse.That he was busy or other reasons.
后来他的太太这个主公啊，心里。
But later his wife was inflicted with the cancer of the womb.
那是良性恶性的，他还不知道，还没去检查。
At that time, he had no knowledge whether it was malignant or benign.
那他肚子一直长起来的，But 摸得很清楚。
What she noticed was that it increased in size continually.
他太太有点怕开刀。
His wife was very afraid, very much afraid of surgery.
要给他欺骗检查，他也不要。
She even refused to accept biopsy.
那陈医生也想，结果太太死掉了，他也很惨的了。
And the doctor thought if his wife ever dies, he would be quite miserable.
结果太太是好太太。
He had a very good wife, by the way.
那太太也不要去开刀。
And the wife refused to undergo surgery.
陈太太毫无信心啊。
But this wife, or Mrs. Chen, Sister Chen,
她说主耶稣来到世界传道的时候，甚至叫死人复活。
She was one with great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and she said when Jesus came, and he said he could resurrect people.
主耶稣也答应啊，信的人有神迹，会体验到神的能力。
And even our Lord Jesus Christ promised that all those who believe shall be followed with miracles.
他进食祷告。
So she fasted and prayed.
他求主耶稣医治他。
And prayed to Lord Jesus Christ to heal her.
有一天晚上睡觉的时候。
One night as she was sleeping.
他看到主耶稣显现。
She saw Jesus.
给他开刀。
She saw Jesus in a dream that Jesus was performing a surgery on her.
她在梦中听到那个铿锵铿锵锵那个刀子的声音。
She could hear very clearly the clinking sound of the surgical instrument.
她醒过来，肚子那股流消掉。
When she woke up and she noticed that the tumor disappeared,
陈医生就看到这个大神迹。
So Dr. Chen, her husband, saw this great miracle.
所以神迹就是主耶稣的大能大力显现。
Therefore, miracles are those happenings which fully manifest the great power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他相信。
So he came to believe.
一个人虔诚爱主的这个基督徒。
He became a very dedicated and God-loving Christian.
所以现在，只要你相信，你会体验到神迹。
So let me repeat, if you are able to believe now, this moment, you will also experience miracles. And through these miracles, you will truly experience and recognize the existence of the one
true
God. And another experience is the receipt of the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to the book of the 1 John,
chapter 3.
1 John, chapter
3. 第三章的二十四节。
Chapter 3.First John, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
真的有这位造物主的存在吗?
Does this creator God exist?
你说你看圣经吗?圣经这样记载。
Well, you can read the Bible. That's what the Bible says.
你看天地万物嘛，没有造物主，哪里有这个天地万物
？You can look around the creations of God. Without such a God, how could all these things come into existence?
但是对这些禁忌，我们都可以怀疑他的。
Of course, we can remain skeptical about this evidence.
可是自己的体验啊，你就没有办法再怀疑他。
But there's no room for skepticism if you personally experience it.
好像我刚才说那个陈玉仙太太。
The wife of Dr. Chen, as I mentioned a minute ago,
先生是医生，他晓得这个理由啊，就是良心也是麻烦了。
And she knew that her husband was a physician, So even if the tumor was benign, it would still be a trouble.
但是天亮的时候，它派单让你完全消掉。
But the fact as to what happened was that the tumor disappeared with daybreak.
那另外一个就是说信仰，信仰，你信的时候你祷告一次，信仰会临到你。
If you believe and you pray earnestly, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you.
约翰他说，我们都知道神住在我们里面，是因为他赏赐给我们的信仰。
And John wrote here that the fact that we know God exists is because His Spirit dwells within us.
所以我们在本位信的时候啊，我们对神的认识不是空洞的。
All the members of this church know that we believe in God with substantial supporting evidence and experiences.
能够以这个身体体验到的存在。
It is important that we each experience God.
好多人也不相信有神的存在。
A lot of people do not believe in the existence of God.
但是圣灵临到他，他相信有了，真的有。
But the moment the Holy Spirit descends upon him, he believes instantly.
我常常说，日本东京教会有长老。
An elder in our church in Tokyo,
他反对他的太太信主耶稣。
He initially objected that his wife would believe in the Lord Jesus.
他笑他的太太受圣灵，那个是吹瓶子，传道的吹瓶子。
And he even ridiculed his wife.
是一种心理作用。
And he thought that was kind of a hypnotism.
后来他的儿子生病。
But later, his son became ill.
为着儿子好，问他太太祷告。
And for the sake of the child, the husband and the wife prayed very hard.
就在那个时候得到圣灵。
And she received the Holy Spirit, or he received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵临到他有身体的感动，会受到点点。
When the Holy Spirit descends upon us, we can be touched by it, and to a degree where we would begin to speak in tongues.
这个身体来体验到。
So this is an actual experience of a person.
他就这样相信。
And because of this experience, he believed.
所以说，这个受圣灵、求圣灵、受圣灵，这个件事情给你知道，实在有机会真正的存在。
To pray for the Holy Spirit to receive it and to experience this Holy Spirit will certainly convince you that God exists.
那么我们敬拜他是应该的，是本分。
If this is taken for granted, then it is only our obligation to worship Him.
因为他信我们，他给我们活着。他赏赐一切恩典给我们。
For it is this God who has given us life, who has given us all the blessings.
我们应该信他，我们要爱他，这是应该的。
It is only right that we believe in him and love him.
好像儿女爱父母亲一样。
Similarly, it is only natural for a child to love his or her parents.
同时也是一种福气。
It is also a blessing, by the way.
你认识他，你信他。他要给你平安福气。
Because if you believe in him, he will then grant you with his sweet peace.
我们教会一位牧师啊，这个在外教会做牧师好久。
We have a minister in our church who previously was a pastor in a different denomination.
他也拿到神学硕士。
He received his master's degree in theology.
他在外教会啊担任两间教会。
And he had served.Two different churches in a different denomination.
他有一次啊，为着他的信徒要帮忙卖一本书啊，来找我们台北教会。
Once, because he wanted to help one of his members to sell a book, so he came to our church.
那我们教会的传道给他买了，借着那个机会，同他谈一个道理。
A pastor of our church agreed to buy that book from him.But he took the opportunity to introduce to him our basic doctrine.
我们信耶稣也对的。
And he told him that it is true to believe in Jesus Christ.
那你啊，现身当牧师啊，我也佩服。
And I also admire you because you are already a pastor, a servant of God.
那就同他谈到这个得救的这个步骤。
And then he further discussed the steps which would lead eventually to salvation.
不但要相信，还要悔改，还要受这个正确的洗礼。
To believe, to repent, and to receive the correct form of water baptism.
还要受圣灵。
And to receive the Holy Spirit.
他很受感动。
And this pastor from the other church was touched.
连续来台北教会好几个晚上。
Continued to come to attend evening services for a number of evenings.
是他们聚完会才来的。
And he would always come after the service was over.
他后来真的，我们本会所传的道理啊，很厚信。
He later recognized that the doctrines preached by our church coincided very well with the Bible.
他就告诉我们的传道。
He then told our minister,
说你帮我祷告。
And asked him to pray for him.
我要祷告主耶稣听见了，晚上都睡不着。
His wife suffered insomnia, so couldn't sleep at night.
所以身体不好。
Therefore, her health was not bad.
好多家庭都要他做。
She had to perform a lot of house chores.
他在讲台上见叫人家信耶稣。
So when he preached Jesus Christ from behind the pulpit, 相信真神, and to believe in the true God,
有神的恩典,
and he can preach that blessings of God do exist,
他的良心很痛苦,
but at the same time, he couldn't find that to be very comfortable.
好像对人家说谎话一样,
he felt that he was telling a lie.
所以他告诉我们的传道说, 你帮我两件事, 我要求两件事, 就是主耶稣今晚上都给我。我明天也要到真耶稣教会来相信。
Therefore, he asked our minister to pray for him the following two things. And he said, if these two things could happen tonight, then tomorrow I would come to be re-baptized into the true Jesus Church.
一个就是现在帮我祷告求圣灵。
One is to pray for me right away for the Holy Spirit.
我现在能够得到圣灵。
So that I may receive this precious Spirit right away.
一个就是晚上给我太太睡就好。
And secondly, pray to God to grant a peaceful sleep to my wife.
他有追求的心啊。
He did have that strong urge of search.
他不是试探耶稣。
He was not tempting Jesus.
因为他外教会的牧师啊，转过来不是那么简单的。
Because we know it's not easy for a pastor to change from one denomination to another.
我们的传道帮他祷告。那一天晚上立刻得到圣灵。
We thank God, our minister did pray for him that evening, and he received the Holy Spirit that night.
他回到家没有告诉太太。
He went home. He didn't tell his wife.
要看他太太晚上能不能睡觉，因为好几年都睡不着。
He wanted to see whether or not his wife was able to enjoy her sleep that night.
他要看主耶稣。
He wanted to see what would happen, whether or not a miracle was going to take place.
几年来那个晚上，他太太睡得非常甜，到早上九点多还没醒过来。
But it so happened that the evening his wife slept very well, and she did not wake up the next morning until about 9 o'clock.
他求两件事，主耶稣都给他成全。
So the two things which he requested were both fulfilled.
他的太太是渐渐刚起来的，现在很热心爱。
And in fact, his wife gained much better health from that day onward.
他就到真耶稣家来再做三年神学的训练了，在真耶稣教会当传道。
He then came to be trained in our school, in our theological seminary for 3 years.
所以说我们相信这个真神，我们体验得到的。
So if we believe in this one true God, we certainly can experience it.
我们信他，现在有他做我们的依靠。
We believe in him, and we have him as our source of reliance.
我们这个世界的路程走完以后，我们能够回天家。
At the end of this worldly journey, we may be able to find us at the entrance to the heavenly home.
这个才是人生的真盼望、真福气。
This is the true hope and the real hope of human life.
主耶稣说：“你做到全世界吗？你家是不能都永生，就说不能回天国，你有什么用？”
Our Lord Jesus Christ posed this very intriguing question: even if you can gain the whole world and yet lose your eternal life, what would be the use of it?
求神给我们更清楚他的存在。
We pray to God to give us clear understanding of His existence.
知道他和我们的关系。
To enable us to understand His relationship with us.
赶快来信他，来爱他。
Come and believe in Him and love Him.
来得到现在的平安，肉体的平安，心灵的平安。
To receive peace both mentally, spiritually, and physically.
和天国永远不变的大福气。
And to receive the wonderful, wonderful blessings stored in store for us in the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣祝大家。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you all.